Chazal learn out from Moshe's interactions with Paro that Moshe gave kavod to Paro, and Paro was a Rasha. So we see that even a Rasha, he gives this a mitzvah of kavod l'malchus. He still give kavod to a king, even a melech Rasha. So they quote to Yerushalmi that perhaps one can make a distinction. Then when do we say you give kavod to a king, a melech Rasha? That's only Bechaya, when he's alive. But Achamisa, so then there's no obligation to give kavod l'malchus. And we find different cases where carrying the bones of a melech Rasha, that even though Bechaya gave kavod, but we see Achamisa, they didn't give kavod. In fact, the Torah writes, the Rambam Shita, I believe, is that Kivud Avim applies even to a Rasha, moving from Malchus to Kivud Avim. So the question is, it seems to be against the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Ezra Neshek. The Gemara talks about someone, father dies, who used to charge ribbis. So it says you should give back the ribbis because people shouldn't say you got rich from, so the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Is Enos a Maisa Amcha? He's a Rashi, he didn't keep ribbis. The Gemara says he did tshuva. So, but what are the implication? That if there is no tshuva, there is no kibud av eim on a Rashi. So the Rambam writes there is. So the Mefarshim want to explain the same yisod, that by kibud av eim, there's a difference between Bechayav and Bechaya, you have to give kavod to a Rashi. Appearing, Achamisu, you don't. And what would be the logic behind it? So they explain, because we know the Gemara says in Kedushin there are different three creators, mommy, daddy, and God, not necessarily in that order. And the Ten Commandments, so Kivah Ve'im is on the fifth. It's a transition, as the Minchas Chinuch writes. Minchas Chinuch is it's unique that it's a mitzvah bet Adam Wamakom and a mitzvah bet Adam Wachaveiro. So Kivud Av Eim, there's two aspects to it. So the Mefarshim explain, but Adam Chaveru is a Shibud. So that only applies Bechaya. You have a Shibud to someone. So but Adam Chaveru only applies when a person's alive. So that's Adam Chaveru, Yechai about Kivud Av Eim, perhaps out to Malchus. But L'achamisa is only ben adam l'makom. So if someone's a Rasha, to give the person kavod when he's alive, it's ben adam l'chaveiro, but there's no ben adam l'makom, there's no kavod to a Rasha l'achamisa. So therefore, that's how they want to explain the Rambam. The Rambam writes to Rasha, kivud av eim, while the father's alive, you have to give them kavod. But if you're ein osa mais, after misa, you don't have to, but you don't only have the Shibud Av Eim Chaveiro, the same show that we have by a Malchus. And therefore, that's the distinction they make by Malchus, Bechaya, Bechamisa, so too by Kibud Av Eim.